Well, a little better. I mean, they're playing more fundamental baseball. They're a little bit more aggressive hitting and running, stealing bases when they can. I know it's going to be tough against the Mets and Peterson tonight especially. But, you know, trying to do the little things that they sought to do when the season began, playing good defense and trying to manufacture runs and things like that, because they've had good pitching, especially starting pitching for the most part. So the hitting's coming around a little bit. We're starting to see some guys develop the very simple and age-old approach of thinking fastball to the opposite field, right center or left center, or up the middle, and then that enables them to stay on the off-speed stuff, or hanging breaking stuff, and that's simple as can be, and it's helping some of the guys hit a little bit more consistently. So you're seeing a better team, a little bit closer to 500. It's still not nearly enough to be the playoff contender that I think a lot of folks were hoping for, but at least they're playing better than they did at the outset of the season.
What the Mets noticed the last time the Mets saw the Pirates was that starting pitching, and Mitch Keller is out there today. He's been kind of the horse for this team for a while. How important has he been to keeping the Pirates in some of these games where maybe the offense isn't there?
They lose 3-2 every night with him on the mound. literally, his last nine starts, they have not scored more than two runs in the entire game of any of those games that he's pitched, and it had never happened to a Pirate before in the history of the franchise. So he has admirably been able to pitch in very close games, knowing that he's just not going to get much offense behind him. And I'm quipping, but I mean, most nights it's 3-2, and so he's pitched well enough to keep the ball club in the game. So he's the best 1-in-10 pitcher you'll ever see. maybe Zane Smith or somebody for that 1 year, I think 89. You almost never see it. It's just a really bad luck. But he's kept the club in the game almost every single night, and he's really one of the top guys around.
How do you see this team handling the deadline that'll be coming up a little bit more than a month from now, about planning for the future here?
Well, the GM said he has a weekly radio show, and he said last week that could be a number of different approaches. The one thing he's all been ruled out, of course, is adding rentals, but it doesn't mean not adding major league players. And I think what he said is kind of what I was thinking too, is the approach should be, there's enough talent here. I mean, if you could clear the slate for the second half of the season like they do in some of the minor leagues, there's enough talent here to win the division. Okay, how do you go about doing that? So, all right, let's reset. What happened this year? How do we need to retool? Well, clearly, this is one of the worst scoring Pirates teams in their history. They need to add offense. And some of the returning players have to perform better. So why aren't they performing to career norms? That has to be explored, but definitely the hitting needs to be bolstered. So if you going into this trade deadline, how do you make the best team possible for 2026 and give them the best chance to win the division is how I see it. Because when you have Paul Skenes under your employ, you've got to be able to take advantage of that, because if he's not the best pitcher in baseball, he's certainly one of them, and you got to be able to build around him.